sense of what they done to me. They was wrong. Listen to me one more time. They were wrong. Oh yeah, give it to me one time. Give it to me two times. Give it to me three times. Yeah. Give it to me four times.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to keep the music going for a little bit because we've got some technical difficulties in the studio, but stay on the air.
Forever.
All right. Hello, everyone. It's Harrison, and you were listening to Stranger Waves. Sorry about a little bit of that false start earlier. We were having some problems in the studio. Luckily, everything seems to be working as it should be. So first you heard 5446 Was My Number by Toots and the Mitals. Really great song. And then you heard The Message by a band that I'm going to have some trouble pronouncing. Let's see if I can find it. But yeah, some good stuff so far. We're going to keep the music going. Got a kind of fun set. Some good stuff up ahead. Band is Shimande, is how you pronounce it. They're a 70s kind of funk and disco outfit that was a bit underappreciated when they came out, but has sort of gotten some new revival. Up next, got some Giz. Got a Her and I Slow Jam 2 from I'm In Your Mind Fuzz. So enjoy.
I'm
All right, so that was Her and I Slow Jam 2 by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And got some background music now. This is from a band called Circles Around the Sun. They were kind of assembled to create interlude music for the Fare Thee Well concert in 2016, and then they kind of stuck around. This is from that release of kind of the music that was played between sets at the kind of original Dead & Company reunion tour before it sort of spiraled into this massive thing that it is now. But yeah, I really like it. So sorry about the kind of eclectic start, and if the playlist is a little strange today. Didn't have a late night last night, just slept in. You know how it is sometimes. And it happens to be ops office hours during this set too, so we're kind of messing around in the studio while the songs are playing. But up next, we got a track by Bob Dylan. This is Maggie's Farm. Hope you enjoy.
About man and God and law, everybody says she's the brains behind Pa. She's 68, but she says she's 54. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's Ma no more. Just get bored.
All right, so that was Maggie's Farm by Bob Dylan. And we're going to play a quick PSA, and then we're going to run a bit of a longer song, so stick around for that. But yeah, very briefly, let's get the PSA going. Hope everyone had a nice, relaxing weekend, and if you're off today, hope that your long weekend's going well. And yeah, here's the PSA.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, a fitness writer, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Like many of the million people who are living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every single day. And sometimes my nerves are so raw that if you brushed up against me in an elevator, I'd scream. I can't sleep at night from the pain, and sometimes the spasms in my legs are so intense they will wake me up throughout the night. I've tried the strongest prescription medications available, and I'm gonna tell you, they do not work. In fact, they leave me in a stupor, and most of the time, it's impossible to even live your life. Now, I've tried medical marijuana, and I'm gonna tell you something, it works. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
You heard it here first, folks. Medical marijuana is better than prescription pain medication. But yeah, up next we got some Dead, as per usual. I was listening to Estimated Profit over the weekend and was reminded of how great of a song that was. But I didn't want to play the usual Cornell 77 cut. So here's one from Hartford. Same month, actually, just a little bit later. That Terrapin Station tour is really crazy, so if you want to go back and listen to some good stuff, that Spring 77 tour is where it's at. And yeah, this is Estimated Profit from Hartford, May 28th, 1977. Enjoy.
Sure. Bye.
Alright, so for those of you who stuck around, thank you. That was Estimated Profit from May 28, 1977, Hartford, Connecticut. I just found something really funny in the studio. They put out some Grateful Dead albums from the collection they have in here, and what people used to do in the 80s in the studio was kind of comment on the album by writing on a little sticker and then placing it on the front of the cover, and then people would kind of get into arguments about it. And the discourse around Go to Heaven in particular was really funny. The consensus was either this is garbage, or Dead fans coping, or this material's pretty good, gonna be much better live, but the Midland stuff sucks. I'm in camp C. Far From Me is one of the worst songs they ever put out. I love Brent, but whenever that man was writing, it did not go very well. But yeah, I thought that was funny. Speaking of musical discourse, there's been a tweet making the rounds from an artist that I otherwise really, really like, but this take is objectively pretty terrible. And my friends and I were discussing, we were talking Beatles this weekend too, so I thought it'd be funny. The tweet is from Japanese Breakfast, and it reads, "Revolver is the Tusk of Beatles albums. Anyone who claims it's their best is an unfeeling snob that's kidding themselves." I can't say the word before kidding, but you can put it together. Objectively garbage take. Revolver is the best of their albums, and no, I'm not an unfeeling snob. And to prove it, I'm gonna play one of my favorite songs from Revolver. This is I'm Only Sleeping. Enjoy.
Stay in bed, float up stream, keep them waiting.
All right, so that was I'm Only Sleeping by the Beatles off of Revolver. And Charlie and I were just briefly discussing that tweet during the song. And he mentioned that he loves Tusk, and that's what got him mad about it. I agree, I like Tusk a lot too. It's not better than Rumors, though. It's just objectively false. Little All-Star discussion real quick, because that's what happened over the weekend. I don't really care about the All-Star game. I think most NBA fans don't, because it's kind of just boring and a lot of people just scoring, no defense being played. Except for LeBron, who decided to try to block one of Shea's layups in like the first quarter for some reason, which was strange to see. But mostly the weird thing is the NBA and who they've kind of chosen to represent some of their aging stars to come in and judge some of these events, most particularly Karl Malone, which I'm not going to go into discussion on air, but if you know, you know. And he really should not be anywhere near modern NBA events, if you ask me. But other than that, yeah, Mac McClung's dunk contest was, I was fully prepared for it to be terrible, but it was actually really fun. And he nearly got a perfect night, which is cool. And I also find it funny that he made back his entire career salary earnings in one night from winning that competition. So good for Mac. I got a few more songs up before I hand the reins over to Dan and the Silica Gel Slop Hour, which, as always, I heavily encourage you to stick around for and give a listen. It's a lot of fun. Up next, got some Krangabin, who I don't play on the show enough, considering the kind of stuff that I normally play, very much in the same realm. This is Time You and I, which is definitely one of their more popular songs, but is my favorite off of Mordecai, and is a really good, fun little track. So yeah, this is Time You and I by Krangabin off of Mordecai, and I hope you enjoy.
That's like if we had more time, we could live forever. Just
All right, so that was Time, You and I by Krangabin, a little band out of Texas. Really enjoy their stuff, particularly the Texas Sun and Texas Moon EPs with Leon Bridges are really, really good stuff. Go check it out. I love getting updates from my mom about what my loyal listeners are thinking about. So very special thank you to Rick and the Palm Beach Boys Club, who also doesn't like Far From Me, which is a validating thing to hear. And very happy to hear that my grandmother and Stan are listening, as always. You know, good stuff. Good stuff, as always. Got some Bossa Nova for you to almost round out the set, and then we got one more song after, but I'm seeing I might have a little bit more time than I was anticipating, which is normally how this goes. I'm either overtime or undertime. Never just right. But yeah, this is Corcovado. Don't know if I'm saying that right. Also known as Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars by Stan Gates and Joao Gilberto. My Portuguese isn't good. Yeah, this is from the Gets Gilberto release that's pretty famous. I've played some other tracks from it in the past, but I really like it. Super easy listening music, really great guitar playing, great vocals. And yeah, this is Corcovado. Enjoy.
Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely. Esse amor, uma canção pra fazer feliz a quem se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela ver seu Corcovado, o Redentor, que lindo. Quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Thank you. quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci. O que é felicidade, meu amor?
So if you guys go and listen to one thing from my show, I would heavily, heavily encourage it to be Getsuko Bieto. It's really, really, it's just great stuff. Actually, it seems that I have timed this near perfectly. I give my friend a little bit of time to set up in between sets. A big shout out to Charlie and the ops department for keeping this whole little operation running. Don't know what we would do without them. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Thanks for tuning in, as always. Hope your weekend was great. Hope the rest of your day goes well. I know that I'm going to try to spend as much of it outside because it's looking very nice out, which is, you know, rare for this time of year. So I'm going to try to take advantage of it. But we got one more song before I leave. And this weekend I was doing some trades with some records, mostly to get rid of my Kanye ones because we don't want anything to do with him anymore for obvious reasons. And I was able to exchange it for some stuff I've been looking for. Most importantly, Neil Young's Live Rust, which is, of course, a compilation from his Rust Never Sleeps tour in 1977. And this is the closing track from Rust Never Sleeps. Sorry, 1979, not 1977, my bad. This is Hey Hey My My Into the Black, which, of course, is bookended with Hey Hey My My Into the Blue at the beginning of the album. And hope you all enjoy, and I'll see you same time next week. This has been Harrison, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Got Dan and the Silica Gel Slop Hour after me, so stick around for that. And again, hope everyone has a nice rest of their day.
Once you're gone, you can't